A union representing a group of Penn State workers has authorized a strike, and a Pennsylvanian is the youngest person ever elected to lead the Episcopal Church. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you. A good morning to you. It is Thursday, June 27th, and this is being recorded at 5:23 a.m. I'm your host, Tim Lambert, as we take this daily trip around the region's top stories together. The union that represents about 2,500 Penn State employees has voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike. Ann Danahy is with our friends at WPSU and State College and reports the group's president says there's still time to agree on a new contract.
Jonathan Light is president of the Teamsters Local 8. The union represents technical service employees at University Park and other Penn State campuses. The current contract expires at the end of June. About 90% of the 2,000-plus employees who voted said yes to authorizing a strike.
They know the results, and now let's get this deal done.
Light says both sides are still at the bargaining table.
Now, the university has offered 3% wage increases for the next 3 years, but Light says workers are trying to catch up after getting raises that have not kept up with inflation. The university says it's optimistic that a fair and competitive agreement will be reached. State lawmakers are beginning to debate Governor Josh Shapiro's proposal to increase renewable energy in Pennsylvania. My colleague Rachel McDevitt reports Shapiro wants 35% of electricity to come from clean sources by 2035.
Shapiro's Pennsylvania Reliable Energy Sustainability Standard, or PRESS, would incentivize wind, solar, geothermal, hydro, and nuclear power to meet its clean energy goal. More than half of the state's electricity now comes from burning natural gas. Sharon Piller with the Pennsylvania Solar Center says ratepayers are vulnerable to big price swings when the grid is too reliant on one fuel source. She says there needs to be a better mix of baseload power, renewables, and battery storage.
This is a new energy paradigm that we need to be working towards.
So House lawmakers pushing legislation to adopt PRESS say it will increase generation to meet rising electricity demand while reducing planet warming emissions. Opponents say it will hurt competition in the energy sector and put gas at a disadvantage. And the State House is sending a proposal to the Senate to require insurance to cover speech therapy for children who stutter. My colleague Ben Wasserstein reports the measure passed with bipartisan support.
The bill is sponsored by Democratic Representative Brandon Markosik of Allegheny County. He has a stutter, but was able to get help at a young age to treat it. But many can't afford treatment, and he says starting it early can make a difference.
When you can get treatment early, you can stave off a lot of the bad things that come in, come along with a stutter. So that's really what we're trying to do.
Now, the measure covers children aged 2 to 6. It passed 181-21 and now heads to the GOP-controlled Senate. The chair of the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee, John DeSanto of Dauphin County, declined to comment. All right, on this Thursday morning, when I got into the office, I did what I normally do. I went through about a dozen news sites across central Pennsylvania, just looking for a few stories to put on your radar, and I came across a few. So here they are. A 49-year-old bishop from western Pennsylvania has become the youngest person ever elected as leader of the Episcopal Church. Sean Rowe will succeed Bishop Michael Curry, the first African-American to hold the position, when Curry's 9-year term ends on November 1st. The presiding bishop serves as the denomination's chief pastor, president, and CEO. Rowe was elected over 4 other nominees in voting during the Episcopalians' week-long general convention in Louisville, Kentucky. The only presiding bishop younger than Rowe was the first one, William White, who was 41 when he took the job without an election in 1789. A mid-state county is using state grant money to improve voting booths and privacy at the polls. The Gettysburg Times reports Adams County is purchasing more four-station and single voting booths, as well as tabletop privacy panels. The nearly $20,000 expense is covered by an Act 88 election integrity grant. Money from these types of grants can go toward everything from labor costs for poll workers to maintenance of voting machines. A Northumberland County Police Department could soon put fencing around its headquarters. The Daily Item reports the Sunbury Police Force has been dealing with recent acts of vandalism, as well as vehicles going in and out of the department's parking lot. The fencing could cost between $15,000 and $25,000. Former Northumberland County Commissioner Vinnie Clousey had donated $5,000 last year to begin the effort. The city is starting to gather quotes for the project. The mayor says he'll provide additional information about the plan at the July 8th City Council meeting. And the state police are taking steps to help people with autism when they're interacting with law enforcement. Troopers are handing out informational cards that include a person's name, contact information, and emergency contacts. They also note the card holder is autistic and informs officers to be patient and direct with the person. The cards can be printed out or saved on a phone. Just a reminder that The Morning Agenda is available anywhere you find your favorite podcast and on WITF's YouTube channel, as well as the NPR app. And if in any of those places, you can leave a review or a rating of your favorite podcast, like The Morning Agenda, perhaps. We hope you do so. And we have a Spotify playlist each month. It's called The Morning Agenda Song of the Day, June 2024, for this month. And my song of the day today comes from Group Love, It's Tongue Tied. And that's going to do it for The Morning Agenda, a daily news podcast from WITF, where the only agenda is you. I'm your host, Tim Lambert. Thank you so much for listening today. Your company is always appreciated. Be well, enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.